Hello, you are listening to Stuttering is Cool. I am your host, Daniela Rossi, coming to you from Toronto, Canada, as per usual. In this episode, CSA board member Kim Block offers her tips on acing your next job interview in spite of your stuttering. I also virtually fly over to Sweden, where Oliver shares an uncomfortable school memory of his stuttering being filmed and played in front of an audience of fellow students, parents, and teachers. But first, we talk about starting a support group and dealing with stuttering stereotypes with...
My name is Richard W. Lutman. I'm employed as a child and youth worker slash counselor, where I work with youth that are developmentally and cognitively delayed. I also work as a counselor as well, and I counsel youth that are in states of crisis. I love it. I've been a stutterer my whole life. From the age 2 to the age 14, I couldn't say more than two words without stuttering. I had dealt a lot with a lot of discrimination, not only from my peer groups and stuff like that, but I mean also from teachers and people I'd come into contact with. Growing up, people would try to associate my stutter with a learning disability and with being cognitively delayed and everything else. When they tested me with my IQ, I functioned in the top 20 percentile or above what the average was. My teachers would often give me a rough time in class because I'd be done my work and I'd be observed kind of socialized, what have you. It's funny because thinking back growing up and kind of where, everything I went through and, I had to work twice as hard to make friends. I mean, definitely when it came to dating and everything like that, I definitely had my challenges with that, more so than I'd say most people, because it did take me a lot of courage to work up the courage to asking people out and the fear of rejection and everything else. But I kept trying to make friends. I guess my biggest thing is that I wanted people to see me for who I was and not the fact that I had a stutter. And I mean, for me, in terms of the people that that discriminated against me back then, to me, it's only made me stronger as an individual, and it's a huge part of why I've chosen my career slash my way of life and giving back and helping youth in need. And I think for me, it gives me that level of compassion and understanding with my youth, with youth that I work with, to know to be able to identify it to some circumstances what their challenges and what their struggles are. Many youth that I've worked with over the years have told me that they find it easier to talk to me because they are able to identify that.
This is our first time speaking to each other. I had received an email from Richard. I guess this was last week.
Yeah.
And he says, I have a story to tell. So I'm like, okay, come on to my show. And then, the next thing I know, I see that you recently joined the Canadian Stuttering Association, the board, as a member of the board. So let's first begin with the support group in Stratford, Ontario, where you live.
Well, my biggest thing with the support group is really just to try to raise awareness and support within the stuttering community, and just really trying to draw people out to be able to talk about it. And Stratford's a pretty liberal community, so I'm really hoping that some people are going to show up for it, and it'll be a good thing. I think the more awareness and education, the better. And I mean, so often, people tend to stereotype and everything like that. I mean, even myself, I bought a new Jeep last year, and I went to, there's a couple dealerships where people, looked at me, gave me a second look because they stuttered, and they're like, oh no, and tried to talk down to me. And I tried to assert myself at the same time that, I try to assert myself, saying, what's the issue? Is it because I'm not talking? Then, I try to politely say, okay, see you later. calling to order dinner the other night. I spent 5 minutes on the phone trying to get Italian bread eggs. And it's just, you know, I mean, it's the simple things that a lot of people take for granted that we as stutterers really, that really try to, or that really struggle with. It's like, despite being a stutterer, I've never hesitated during my school career to raise my hand or speak up in class. Growing up, I'd much rather be ostracized and made fun of for talking than to be able to, than be the one to sit there quietly. For me growing up, and still to this day, the more that people discriminate, the more it motivates me to speak out more, and just to really, just really put my voice out there. I've had police discriminate against me at the ride program. It's because I stutter, it automatically thinks that
wow.
I'm on something. And in the past, I've had a couple of occasions where, you know, they've put the lights in the eyes and everything else, thinking that.
Oh yeah.
And I hate that, and I'm like, no, I'm like, yeah. I stutter. Yeah. And it's sad though, just to think that people automatically associate a stutter with something that's negative, and it's. And I don't view my stutter as a disability. I view it as something that's as natural as my eye color. Yes, I may struggle to get the words out, but does that mean a person that wears glasses or a person that has a hearing aid has a disability? My two brother-in-laws are stutterers, ironically enough.
Brother-in-laws?
Yeah.
Both. Wow. So what was it like first meeting?
I was like, it caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting it. It threw me for a loop. I was like, this is great. I was like, because I had not, aside from them and a couple of people, you know, I didn't really meet a lot of stutterers. So it totally threw me for a loop. And my wife didn't tell me. Well, my wife, who's at the time my girlfriend, you know, didn't tell me. I think she kind of wanted to see kind of what my reaction was going to be. And
yeah, it was so she like, kept it a secret.
Yeah, she didn't tell me until I went to meet him, and she didn't tell them that I stuttered. And
wow,
yeah, it's something that's you know, I mean, like, yeah, like family get-togethers are great. I mean, we interact really well with each other, and we get along really well with each other. And I mean, it's kind of, you know, we're supportive. It's good because we're able to kind of talk about things growing up and everything like that. And,
wow. So So how did you bring it up? Like, hey, you stutter too? Because that's something that I always have trouble with when I meet, you know, in the wild, you know, another stutterer. Like, and I always wonder what's the best approach, because you don't know if they're trying to be covert or
and all that. So we were all kind of on edge about talking. As soon as the three of us started talking, we started stuttering. It's quite apparent. I was like, so we got something in common, and tried to make light of it, and you know, they made light of it as well. And I think we're all kind of like, okay, so, you know, do we say anything? Don't we? You know, kind of, you know, that awkward moment. But like once we got past that, just like, it was great. I mean, I feel it really easy to talk to them and interact with them, and vice versa. And for me, I mean, I think it's something that kind of makes us kind of closer, because we do have that common ground, and we are able to identify yeah. with each other. That, you know, and ironically enough, you know, I mean, my wife and her sisters happen to have good taste with them. You know,
that's so true. That's so true.
You know, in terms of dealing with the discrimination, as us of all stutterers do. But for me, I mean, I wouldn't change it any other way. Not being a stutterer, it's made me who I am today. It's, you know, to me, I think it's helped me become a better parent. It's helped me be a better parent. Just being able to accept, and being able to accept, and being able to be more understanding. And you know, and just aware of the social norms. I mean, I know my kids. You know, my four-year-old's starting to know a lot. You know, daddy repeats himself a lot. Like, you know, my stuttering, and I explain to my son that, you know, everybody's different, and that, you know, we need to accept people. It just goes to show, you know, looking back, growing up, that people really do tend to not segregate, but it doesn't mean that anything can't be overcome. And I think the biggest thing is just having a good support system in place as well.
Oh, yeah.
That was Richard from Stratford, Ontario. You can find the link to his support group on my website at stutteringiscool.com. Up next, we go to Sweden and chat with Oliver, who's 19 years old and...
Once this time in school, we recorded a movie the kids at the school read from a book or something, and the teacher recorded with a camera, and then when I read out loud from the book, then I stuttered very much, like every word, you know, and trying to change word and blocks, like, you know, I blocked at the one word, like, in a couple of minutes, you know, and I stuttered. There was this one word that I just couldn't get out, you know. I stuttered at that word for like five minutes or something. Then she showed the movie at the class, where there was this day when the parents came and the kids in the class came, and there was this meeting, and she showed the movie to everyone when I was like stuttering at this word, I couldn't get the word out, you know, there was, you know, silent, you know, it was this complete silent when the watch, when I just couldn't get this word out, you know, my dad was there with me watching this. And there was this one kid who laughed at it, and but there wasn't anyone who said anything. And I was very ashamed of it. So I remember that day. That was pretty hard.
Why? How do you feel about your stuttering now?
I have been ashamed of my stutter for a long, long time, you know, and I didn't want to talk about my stutter, you know, but I haven't really got to this point where I wanted to freely talk about my stuttering, you know. I've just wanted to act as if I don't stutter, so you know, but that's make it even harder when you stutter. So I've came to the conclusion, you know, to be more open to like, just like, yeah, I stutter, you know. Now I think that I don't know, it's like you know, like trying to hide like that I stutter, you know. It's who I am, and you know.
Next, I'm chatting with Kim Block. She'll be speaking at the CSA conference in Vancouver, August the 19th to the 20th.
And my workshop is going to be talking about career planning, job interviews, and how to start that first job and be a person who stutters. Okay, well, I would say the first very important thing to keep in mind, being a person who stutters, is that when you go to a job interview, is to not take anything personally, because a company has a mission statement and has a job description, and everything is very clearly defined. So they have very strict or set guidelines of who they want to hire. And I think as a person who stutters, we have a tendency to maybe think, oh, I didn't get that job because I was stuttering too much. And I think it's really important to keep in mind that they could have interviewed 30 people and 20 of those people just did not meet the criteria. And it's, and the job interview process is a very scientific process. Especially large organizations do not hire on a gut feeling. I would also want to say that just diversity is a big topic now. A lot of the large organizations and even the medium ones are trying to hire as many diverse people as they can. So when you're in an interview, selling yourself as a person who stutters and all of the positive things that that has done for you and could be very helpful and not hurtful. How does a person, you know, being a person who stutters, how does that make you a better communicator? Does that make you a better listener? Are you more patient with other people who have, you know, who have English as a second language? Are you better at customer service? You know, if you actually sat down and made a list of all the things that stuttering has taught you or how it has impacted you as a person, there are a lot of pros. So, you know, when you go into an interview, you really need to sell yourself and to be very explicit with all of the gifts that stuttering has given you. Because when you educate and advocate for yourself in an interview, someone may automatically assume that stuttering is a bad thing. And so part of that teaching, you can teach them all of the great things, because they won't come up with that list on their own.
Is there such thing as too much talking about stuttering in an interview?
I think you need to find the right moments to do that. And I've talked to quite a few people, and some people prefer, before they even start the interview, to say, I'm a person who stutters, and to kind of give like a 1 minute spiel on it. Some people prefer to wait at the end of an interview. And other people like to work it in their interview. So if an employer asks you, what are some of your strengths? You know, you can work that in. So it's whatever you feel most comfortable doing.
Okay. So I did do right in my last interview, where the first thing I said, I sat down and I said, oh, by the way, I'm not sure if you've noticed, maybe you noticed in my portfolio, because I do have my podcast as one of my portfolio pieces for web design and so social media. I say, oh, by the way, I stutter, and it's, you know, never hindered me at work, and it's not a psychological problem.
So I
always wonder, like, I wonder if mentioning, you know, the psychological problem, like if it had a negative aspect. Like, I don't know why I'm thinking that, even though it's clearly, you know, like, it's not a flaw in this job candidate. But at the same time, thinking, I wonder if I sounded defensive or anything like that. But I guess it's just nerves, interview nerves.
Right. And it is very natural for people to take how someone communicates and then assume that that reflects their personality. So if somebody is speaking slowly, the fear from some people is that an employer will think that you're going to work slowly. Or if you're jumping from topic to topic, if you're trying to avoid certain words. So I think as long as when you mention to an employer that that stuttering is something that's physical and it's not a reflection of your mental capacity, or, you know, that there is sometimes an assumption that it's psychologically based. I think, you know, I don't think giving them that sort of information is going to hurt you, because they may be thinking or being afraid to ask. Employers are really kind of in the hot seat about what to ask and what not to ask. So they may ask you questions like, what kind of accommodations will you need at work? And that's kind of their way of asking, will this impact your work and how will it impact it? Because they have a duty to accommodate.
For jobs where you're client-facing or even coworker-facing, you know, because I find myself thinking, you know, they're probably thinking, can I have someone who will take some time to speak on my team? Because, you know, we're a fast-paced organization, or just the way the world is now, everything is fast. So how can you put that in a positive light?
I think part of it is not really the words that you say to them, but how you show them. That if you are in the interview and you're making eye contact and you're seeming positive and confident, then your attitude is going to, you know, they're going to say, okay, the attitude that I see in front of me is what he's going to bring into the workplace. And I've let employers know that when I'm in a job interview, my stuttering will increase. So I may stutter more in a job interview and when I first start a job. And then when I get to be more comfortable and when other people are more comfortable with me, my stuttering will decrease. And you can also give examples with your previous work. You can say, well, I worked at this company and I worked with 20 other people and there was never a problem. Just like anybody else, I mean, people adapt and they get used to hearing me. And, you know, you can just use example that has never become an issue. And I know David at his work, my husband, he has to have meetings after meetings and he's always talking with all these other people. And one of his strengths for his performance feedback has always been that he's been an excellent communicator. And one of the things that they comment about is that they say to him, they say, you know, actually, sometimes the fact that you stutter actually helps because nobody wants to interrupt you. So everybody's giving tons of time to say it. And he also lets other people finish saying what they have to say and doesn't interrupt them. So, and again, it's just how you spin things.
And that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. You can do so for free, of course, on iTunes. I want to hear from you. Please record an MP3 and email it to me at coolstutter@gmail.com and I will play it on my next episode. Until next time, stutter with confidence and be happy. Ciao.